You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Taylor Swift faces a lawsuit as HBO prepares to release a Juice WRLD documentary. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, December 14th. 'Cause the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. There's a lawsuit alleging that Taylor Swift stole the lyrics to Shake It Off. The pop star could win the case, but some legal experts tell Billboard they're alarmed that the case is heading to trial at all. In a ruling last week, a federal judge rejected Swift's request to dismiss the lawsuit, which claims that her 2014 Hot 100 topping hit infringed on the copyright to 2001 song Players Gon' Play by 3LW. The judge said that the case was too close to call and would need to be decided by a jury trial. Experts say this is a bad decision and makes copyright law look absurd. Back in 2018, the federal judge ruled that the case failed to meet the smell test, citing more than a dozen songs that use similar lyrics, saying that American culture was heavily steeped in the concepts of players, haters, and player haters. HBO has released a documentary on Juice WRLD that provides a heartbreaking look at his rise before his unfortunate passing.
I remember the first time seeing his name up there with Drake, Juice, Taylor Swift in that top five in the world. Juice wasn't trying to be that. Juice just became that. He's making good music.
HBO's Juice WRLD Into the Abyss documentary hits HBO Max on December 16th. Tommy Oliver, the project's director, told Billboard. It was really emotional. Just imagine getting handed somebody's diary who is no longer here, and you just have all of their most intimate, honest, and vulnerable thoughts.
And hopefully I'm one of those people that could bring that change.
He continued, I wanted the film to be as much through Juice WRLD's voice as possible. The film's ending gives a play-by-play of the flight to Chicago's International Midway Airport on December 8, 2019, where Juice suffered a seizure and died due to toxic levels of oxycodone and codeine in his system.
I want to say thank you and I love you to all my supporters out there. This is your world. You can do whatever you want to do.
That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.